Pimp Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Trevor Noah said, let's kick off the show with the coronavirus pandemic. It's the reason you keep refreshing vaccine websites like they're selling Coachella tickets. Kimmel, Biden promised the vaccine will be available to every American who wants it by the end of July, and then we can get back to spreading the old stuff, herpes, gonorrhea, and good times. Kimmel, the White House is said to be in talks with Amazon right now to help distribute the vaccine. The way it will work is any Prime member who can prove they watch all six seasons of Bosch will get vaccinated. Trevor, with over a million Americans getting vaccinated every day, everyone is anxiously looking forward to a time when they can get back to doing normal things again, like going out to eat or not thinking about the welfare of the people who deliver their packages. Jimmy Kimmel joked about Donald Trump's appeal to get back on Facebook, saying, I get endless delight from the fact that a former president is begging to get back on the website where your aunt posts pictures of ducks she saw at the park. If they put him back on, we should all get off. We should just all get right off, turn Facebook into a Blockbuster video store. In other news, Team Biden is switching up the vocabulary that comes out of the White House. Jimmy imagined some other Trump phrases that could go, like fake news, China virus, lock her up, Bigly, hamburgers, Covfefe, Tim Apple, very fine people, and haters and losers. So baby steps, but progress is being made. NBC is keeping Seth Meyers through 2025. A suit said, Seth is a rare talent who makes America laugh and think every night. His Closer Look segments are classic combinations of comedy with commentary. Seth is a brilliant stand-up comedian, interviewer, and political commentator. His voice matters now more than ever. If you're curious, Variety says Jimmy Kimmel's under contract through 2022. Trevor Noah runs through 2022. James Corden through the end of next year, which is 2022. John Oliver through 2023. Colbert through August of 2023. Conan is slated to step down from his TBS show in June of this year and will take up a new weekly program on HBO Max. Did you watch Saturday Night Live? I thought the episode was fantastic. Nick Jonas, was it Nick? Whichever Jonas it was, he was a good host. I thought he did a really good job, and I even asked the wife, can he act? And she explained to me that he used to be on TV shows and stuff. Okay, whatever. I thought Kate McKinnon's Fauci impression was on point in the opening sketch. Pete Davidson returned as Andrew Cuomo, which should just be its own thing. Can we get an Andrew Cuomo sitcom starring Pete Davidson? I could watch that all day, every day. And I loved they had two like crazy whack box sketches. Vulture recapped them really well. In the first one, two friends try out a fitness mirror, which features a cast of rotating workout gurus and a woman called Shannon Delgado, who seems to be trapped in the mirror by a malevolent force. That malevolent force played by Pete Davidson as Azuzel, the demon in the mirror. So wonderful. And did you see Cinderella's slipper? The prince played by Jonas shows up at Cinderella's house looking for his future wife, but the glass slipper is like really, really small. And we find out that it doesn't belong to the stepsisters. It doesn't belong to Cinderella. It belongs to a tiny mouse. And we get all sorts of jokes about banging the mouse. It was very funny. All right. Golden Globes recap. I didn't watch it. You got to give me Ricky Gervais if you want me to tune in live. But as I read this back, it seems like the jokes are really terrible. Now, I'll concede Amy Poehler and Tina Fey probably delivered these way better than I do. But these just don't sound funny at all. Amy Poehler acknowledged some of the upsides of avoiding an in-person ceremony, like the bizarre drunken antics of typical festivities and the joke being like Quentin Tarantino crawling under the tables just touching people's feet. Doesn't seem funny. They talked about the HFPA. Some of their nominations were criticized for a lack of diversity, saying, let's see who those European weirdos nominated this year. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association is made up of around 90 international, no black, journalists who attend movie junkets each year in search of a better life. It's rumored that the German member is just a sausage that someone drew a little face on. Is that funny? I'll answer, no. I'll go over the comedy winners in a minute, but spoilers, Borat's subsequent movie film won Best Motion Picture Comedy or Musical. Sacha Baron Cohen wasted no time thanking the talented newcomer who appeared in his film's most shocking scene. No, he wasn't talking about Maria Bakalova. He said, I'm talking, of course, about Rudy Giuliani. I mean, who can get more laughs out of one unzipping? Incredible. Our movie was just the beginning for him. Rudy went on to star in a string of comedy films, his hits like Four Seasons Landscaping, Hair Dye Another Day, and the courtroom drama A Very Public Fart. Rosamund Pike also brought up Rudy in her acceptance speech, saying, in my film, I had to swim up from a sinking car. I think I would have rather had to do that than be in a room alone with Rudy Giuliani. The first sketch of the night featured Kenan Thompson and Maya Rudolph as French duo Francois Jean Rudy and Beverly Jackfruit accepting an award for, now tell me if this is funny at all, I'll answer, no, least original song in a telefilm dramedy or comma. And part of that joke was that the pair was honored to have many entrants in the category. Again, the category being least original song in a telefilm, dramedy, or comma. Not funny. Many entrants in the category, including a lyrical version of the theme song for The Crown. That version is used exclusively in Netflix Germany. It's not funny. All right, the winners. Best motion picture, comedy, or musical. I just told you. Borat subsequent movie film. Best actress in a motion picture, comedy, or musical. Rosamund Pike for I Care A Lot. Best actor in a motion picture, comedy, or musical. Sacha Baron Cohen for Borat. Best TV series, musical, or comedy. Schitt's Creek. Best actress in a TV series, musical, or comedy. Catherine O'Hara, Schitt's Creek. Best actor in a TV series, musical, or comedy. Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso. Yes! Ted Lasso, you should stop and listen to the podcast right now and go watch Ted Lasso. It was the best thing of 2020. And I mean anything, any ranking you want to make, everything that happened in 2020, the best thing was Ted Lasso. Jason Sudeikis, best actor in a TV series, musical, or comedy. Good for him. His speech caught the eye of Vulture. They wrote, and after rewatching Jason Sudeikis' speech one too many times, Vulture would like to bestow Sudeikis with the best 120 seconds of the night, which pretty much translated to the last time you were drunk at a party at 2 a.m. and attempted to start some serious discourse about literature? We've all been there. Sudeikis said, that's the coolest thing. That's nuts. That's crazy. Okay, well, I want to say this. I want to thank everybody that works on this show. I read this book to my son Otis called The Three Questions by Leo Tolstoy. It has these three questions. What's the best time to do things? What's the right thing to do? And then who's the most important one? The last question, who's the most important one, is whoever the person you're with. So I kind of reject the premise of being best actor because in my humble opinion, the best actor is the person you're acting with. From the Laugh Button, Gilda's Laugh Fest is coming back for the 11th annual festival. This year, yeah, mostly virtual. It's March 11th through the 14th, $40. Here are the headliners. Ron Funches will bring his podcast, Getting Better with Ron Funches. That's Saturday the 13th. Tom Papa, Friday the 12th. And an evening of laughter and conversation with Michelle Wolf, 9 o'clock, Saturday, March 13th. Jim Belushi tweets, to all these people finding out I've been growing cannabis since 2016, I have this to say. If my brother John was a pothead, he'd be alive today, and that's why I got into this, to heal my own trauma and help people get off opioids. That's the mission from God. We'll talk about Eddie Murphy a lot this week with Coming to America coming out. OKPlayer.com says Murphy shared that Dave Chappelle was going to be in the movie portraying a witch doctor. Eddie said, originally I was going to play the witch doctor, and I was going to play Wesley's character, the General Izzy, but then I started thinking about how long it would take to do all these makeups. Chappelle came into the picture after he did a show with Arsenio Hall, with Arsenio telling Chappelle that a Coming to America sequel was in the works. Chappelle had landed the role of the witch doctor, but he wasn't able to do it. Eddie said it didn't work out because of scheduling and all that stuff. Coming to America out Friday. We'll talk about it all week. Vulture had a good article about closers. That's how comics end their set. Guy Branum said, this is when the performer decides how you're going to spend the rest of your evening, what your energy is going to be. In the 80s and into the 90s, I think comics particularly had extremely modular sets full of short jokes and put the strongest one last. Now people think, or I hope more people think, what am I sending you away with? It's such an earned moment. If you're doing an hour of comedy, I should learn something about you. I should know who you are. So one of my favorite closers is Joel Kim Booster's joke, Pony. It's one of those jokes he's had since the first time I saw him, and it's everything I want a closer to be. He tells this heart-trending story of his parents diagnosing his homosexuality through his desire of a crimp and curl pony whose hair he'd like to style. It's this moment when a person's telling you about one of the core rejections in their life and that it ends up being the brightest note. Basically, the punchline is dad saying, what's he going to become, a horsehair stylist? And Joel's response is that a profession? It's such a beautiful moment of queer comedy where the most powerful part isn't the sadness. Comedy should be about the resilience of the human spirit. To me, it's about here are all these hard things, but it's okay. Every time after you listen to that joke, you know everything's going to be okay. That's one of the comedian's jobs. I want to thank you for listening. The numbers for the podcast for February were the biggest numbers yet. This thing continues to grow. I appreciate that as you follow on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. You have to vote for this week's top dog in comedy. A defending champion, John Mulaney, is taking on Bert Kreischer. Go to Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Scroll down and you see the top dog post with those two comedians in the image. And let me know if John Mulaney or Bert Kreischer is this week's comedy top dog. If you'd like to buy me a coffee because you like what I do here on the show, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, and I'll see you tomorrow.